Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, John Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start on the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rose gets first quest. Little Sade. My personal favorite song from Sade, Paradise.
She's all her stuff is vibe.
I mean, her greatest hits album, if you've ever listened to it, you can just literally turn that on, like turn the CD on.
And just
or your turntable or your laser disc or Blu-ray or whatever. But no. Your CD, you can just put the CD in, press play, and just listen to the whole thing. She has one of the greatest hits albums of all time. It's just phenomenal to listen to. How many albums can you legitimately listen to start to finish without having to skip songs in them?
There's a handful. There's a handful. I'd have to really sit and think, but I know there's a few.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a few.
For me, like Off the Wall is one of those albums that I can. But see, Thriller isn't, because again, when you get to Baby Be Mine, The Girl Is Mine, like oh god, like I can do without Paul McCartney singing. We're not going to fight about this, and Michael saying I'm a lover, not a fighter. I mean, oh my god.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. I don't believe it. Oh, God. It's just dreadful. So you almost have to skip through a couple of those songs that's on there. But Off the Wall, you can just put that on play and just put the needle on the record and just let that thing go all the way through. It's one of those albums that just you can listen to. But her greatest hits album is literally just start the CD and just let it play all the way through. Just don't you have to skip anything. You can just go through every song and just let it do its thing. So
I agree.
But there aren't I would say there aren't many albums that I could listen to start to finish. Like even Saturday Night Fever has some kind of less than ideal songs on it. You know, once you get through all the Bee Gees stuff, you know, they start putting in a lot of filler on the back, because that album was two albums. It was actually a double album. It was a double CD when it came out too, but it was a double album, and it's got a lot of filler stuff. Like toward the end, when you start to get into some of that, it's like okay. Even like Open Sesame by Kool and the Gang is like, it's not very good, you know. But again, the top. I mean, you know, Night Fever, Staying Alive. I mean, you know, How Deep Is Your Love, If I Can't Have You. I mean, you know, that's all fantastic. More Than a Woman, you know, I mean, that's all fantastic. But then you start to get into some of the junk. So, I don't know, there's not that many albums that I could listen to from start to finish. So.
Yeah, I've got a few that I like I said, I can't think of them all of them off the hand. But back when you still played your CDs in your car, that's how I determined if an album was good for me, if I could go on a road trip.
Right.
And put it in and not skip.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I would determine. So I would have my road trip rotation of CDs. So CDs that I know I'm going to play these front to back. I'm not going to skip around and, you know, so.
Yeah. And, you know, like a lot of them for me are greatest hits albums. Like, I mean, if there's a group that I really like it's like most of them are like greatest hits types of albums.
Right.
That I could listen to. So, I mean, well, I'll give you a for instance. One of the more underrated, I think, greatest hits albums
mm-hmm.
is the 80s group INXS.
Oh, yeah, INXS.
Yeah, they have a great greatest hits album. Like, their stuff is really good. And just when you listen to kind of the whole body of their work and mm-hmm. stuff like that, like, you get mm-hmm. a real kind of, you know, just the evolution of their work and stuff like that. It's really good. So that's an underrated one in my book. So anyway. All right, rank them coming up at 10:40. Let's get to a college football roundup.
It's time for the college football roundup. A complete look at all the collegiate football action. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So the Big Ten unveiled its new scheduling format the other day, and we've got that information. But for the 2024 and 2025 seasons, when USC and UCLA get into the conference. And this is exactly what we talked about. Day-Day, listen to this. UCLA and Southern Cal, mm-hmm. they will travel more than 15,000 miles round trip in conference play during their inaugural season. Wow. In 2024 alone, the Bruins will travel to Rutgers, which is 4,800 miles round trip, while USC travels to Maryland and Penn State, each of which are more than 4,400 miles round trip. Now, look, I know it's all about player safety and what's good for the kids. How was this beneficial to the athletes? In all honesty, how was this beneficial to the athletes? The team that travels the most in Big Ten play behind the California schools is Nebraska. And they're only traveling, and I say only traveling, 7,022 miles round trip in conference. Now, again, this is the conference schedule. This is not their entire schedule. This is the conference schedule. 15,000 miles for Southern Cal and UCLA. But it's all about the players. It's all about the athletes. It's about player safety. It's about player well-being. You see why I don't give a flip about college administrators and why the Wild West is the only way to go in college sports for NIL and why I don't want anything limited. You're asking these kids to fly 15,000 miles for their football schedule. That's ridiculous. That it really is ridiculous. Oh, well, they're young and they're athletes and they're in shape. It's still ridiculous. Go in your daily life, do you want to go, you know, 12 days out of the year flying 15,000 miles?
Not at all.
It's ridiculous. But that's what they're going to do. And guess what? If they add Oregon or Washington, it'll get worse.
Yep.
It's going to get worse. If you got Washington to Rutgers.
Right.
That's like a two-day flight.
Yeah.
Imagine, again, it's just ludicrous. See, this is why. These are the reasons why that the last thing on earth that I want is the federal freaking government getting its grubby mitts and paws on NIL and denying anything about a kid earning as much as he can. When you ask him to make these kinds of commitments, well, they don't have to play football. That's such a stupid thought. That is so stupid. If you're that brain dead and ignorant, then you should stop listening. You should stop rooting for sports. In fact, I'm going to come to your house and take away your fandom. I'm going to take your flag away. I'm going to take away your fandom. It's ridiculous what we're asking of these kids. More games, more travel. But it's all about the athletes. It's all about what's good. Remember, player safety, player well-being, mental health. Remember, it's all about that. It's not about the TV executives and the money and the conferences trying to get all their money. No, it's not about all that. No, it's about players and safety and education, remember? Remember the whole education thing? Remember that whole education thing? While you're flying 15,000 miles for your football schedule. It's absurd. It's absurd to be doing this, but they're doing it. You know, kids be damned. They're doing it. Then you wonder why I say that they should get all of the money that they possibly can. You wonder why I say get every single solitary thing that you possibly can. Don't leave anything on the table. And by the way, how are they gonna pull this off in all of the sports? Volleyball, track and field, swimming, golf, wrestling. Like, how are they planning on pulling off this schedule? Because this is just football we're talking about. This isn't basketball. You know, they play, what, 30-something games in basketball? They play 12 in football. They play 30-something in basketball. So you mean to tell me that they're going to be all over the country on in basketball, volleyball, soccer, golf, wrestling, track and field? How does that make any sense? How exactly does it make any sense for these kids to fly all around the world to play tennis in Rutgers? How does that make any sense? Then you wonder why some of these sports are dissolving. They're disbanding because they look at like, if they ain't bringing any money, we don't care. It's not about opportunity. It's not about welfare. It's not about safety. It's not about health. It's not about mental health. It's not about any of that stuff. And yet the federal government's talking about putting laws in place to regulate what kids can make. Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? The last thing on this earth that should be happening is the federal government to get involved in any of this stuff. Just ridiculous. South Florida has approved a $340 million budget to build a 35,000 seat on-campus football stadium. The board authorized $200 million in debt spending to fund the majority of the stadium, projected to open for the 2026 season. Again, I was in Orlando when Central Florida built their on-campus stadium. And they used to play at the Citrus Bowl, right? Which was a dump. The Citrus Bowl is a dump. And if you drive around the Citrus Bowl, it's homeless people, crackheads, meth heads. It's a dump. And they used to play there. Then they built Bright House Stadium, and I was there for the opening game ever against Texas. They played Texas, University of Texas, in the opening game, and I was there for it. And that stadium was beautiful. Wasn't the biggest stadium, wasn't 100,000 people or anything like that, but it was beautiful, and it was right on campus. It was literally right next to all of the action where they had the Starbucks and the dorms and the libraries and all the stuff that was active. And then it was, you know, right near the basketball arena as well. It was beautiful. So I get the whole idea of being on campus. You know, Georgia State is lucky in the sense that they had a stadium right where they are. But not everybody's got that kind of luck, right? And if you played in the Citrus Bowl, that was a dump. But now that Bright House Stadium was beautiful, fantastic. And it was right there next to all the things that were going on campus. Didn't have to travel anywhere. Didn't have to get on a bus or do anything like that. So, all right, when we get back, could this be the Falcons' best offensive line in 25 years? We can open up the phone lines to you. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour, rolling right along. I'm trying not to cry. got Rankin coming up in 20 minutes here. So, Braves got rained out tonight. What did I see here? Oh, gosh. Our buddy Justin Toscano tweeted out, so tomorrow's going to be a doubleheader for the Braves. Spencer Strider is going to pitch in game one. They now have a TBA for game two. So it was originally going to be A.J. Smith-Shawver's day to start. So I don't know if he's going to start the second game or not, but Strider's going to pitch game one for the Braves and then TBA for game number two. Could be Smith-Shawver, but we don't know as of right now. So we'll see what happens. It's a bullpen game. Maybe that's the way it works itself out, but we'll see what happens there. So, and then obviously they take on the Detroit Tigers here and wrap this series up, and then they come home to start a four-game set. So for the Braves, it is getaway day, right? I mean, it is their getaway day. Normally that's on Thursday, but they start a series on Thursday against the Colorado Rockies, the last place Colorado Rockies. So right now there's not a starter listed for game one of the Rockies series as well. So it's kind of – a lot of things are up in the air right now about what they're going to do as far as starting pitching, because as of right now, they have Elder Morton and Strider in games 2, 3, 4 of that Rockies series. But – If it's going to be Strider tomorrow, I'm not sure if that works itself out that way. Again, kind of one of those things about when you got a doubleheader, you got to play here, because again, they won't play the Tigers again. So you got to get this game in and not have to go back up there. So, but the Rockies and Braves start a 4-game set on Thursday. So this tomorrow is getaway day for the Atlanta Braves. Now, speaking of getting away, could this be, and we can open up the phone lines to you, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Could this be the best offensive line that we have seen in the last 25 years from the Atlanta Braves? And I say, from the Atlanta Falcons. And I say that, you know, we talked earlier in the show about how the Falcons came in at number 7 in the Pro Football Focus rankings for offensive lines going into the 2023 season. You know, when you look at it, and we've had, and again, we're not talking about Jeff Van Noten, Bill Frelick, and, you know, going back to, you know, Mike Ken and those kinds of guys. And we're not even going back to Chris Hinton and Jamie Dukes and people like that. We're talking about like 1998 moving forward, the Falcons Super Bowl appearance where, you know, again, it was Bob Whitfield and those guys that were on the offensive line. Obviously, Matt had some good offensive lines when they first, you know, had that team, you know, and it was Tyson Clabo and Harvey Dahl and, you know, guys like that. And what was his name? Schrader. You know, they had some good offensive lines on that team. Clabo, like, they were nasty. Like, they were a nasty group of guys. Not mean and nasty to people, but I mean, talking about, they were a nasty offensive line that played with an edge to them. Obviously, the Super Bowl team. You know, Andy LaVitre was traded for right before the season started. Alex Mack was one of the best free agent signings this Falcons team has ever had. Jake was still a really good player. Ryan Schrader, who was a undrafted rookie free agent, but out of Aldosta State, but he played really well. He had a good, you know, basically four-year kind of run for this team and did some good things for him until kind of he just... But this has a chance to be a really good offensive line. We know Chris Lindstrom is an elite player. Chris Lindstrom's not a good player. He's an elite player. Lindstrom's elite. Jake Matthews is still a pretty good left tackle. He's still probably in that mid-range of tackles in the NFL. Maybe like that 14 to 18 kind of range as far as tackles go. The keys are going to be Bergeron and acclimate to the left guard position. And the big difference between what they did with Mayfield and what they've done with Matthew Bergeron, he has played guard right away. He hasn't monkeyed around out at right tackle. See, that's the thing about Mayfield. He monkeyed around at a right tackle and then had to go and start at left guard. So, you know, he's not messing around there. He's playing guard immediately from the jump and acclimating himself. So that's going to be a big question mark. Drew Dolman's also a question mark. If things don't work out very well for Matthew Bergeron, well, I mean, you know, that might not be as good a news for Drew Dolman either. Because I don't know if Drew Dolman is the kind of guy that can, you know, if he can support a left guard like Bergeron if he doesn't work out. You know, again, when they had Jalen Mayfield and Matt Hennessy, you couldn't put those two guys together because it just one couldn't support the other, and it all collapsed. And Caleb McGarry, you know, we think Caleb McGarry's on the upswing and he's on the uprise, and he had a great season last year, certainly much better than he had in his first 3 years in the NFL. But is he that guy that can maintain his level of play? Can he get better in pass protection and become a guy that, you know, is, you know, one of the better tackles, maybe top half tackles in the NFL? Certainly from a run perspective, he was a top half tackle in the league. But when you talk about pass protection, that's where it gets a little bit dicey, right? That's where it starts to get dicey from that standpoint. But I think this offensive line has a definite chance to be one of the best offensive line that we've seen over the last couple of decades. And look, they're relying on a lot of young guys. That's one good thing about it. I mean, Jake's an older veteran, but when you look at Caleb McGarry and Chris Lindstrom, right? They're in their fifth year. Obviously, Dolman's only in his, what, second year or third year? Bergeron's a rookie. So you have a very young offensive line, other than Jake Matthews. That offensive line is pretty young with it. I mean, it's you know, it's a situation where it's a pretty young offensive line that can grow together. And barring any injuries, I mean, that's the biggest thing is barring any injuries, because you don't rotate guys on your offensive line. You want guys that are all together there and they play all 17 games and start all 17 games together. You don't rotate guys in and out. You only do that if a guy is really bad. But you don't rotate guys in and out. And this group has got a lot of upside to it. It's got the potential to have a lot of upside, and it also has the potential to have some glaring holes in it as well. If Bergeron and Dolman don't work out together, and, you know, you find out what those two guys are and it doesn't go well, it becomes another Hennessy Mayfield situation, could be in some trouble. Could be in some definite trouble. So, again, I think this group has a lot of potential to be a really good unit. And they're going to be a run-heavy, run-first offense, and that plays directly into their strength. Plays directly into their strength when all is said and done. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, you know, mandatory minicamp is underway right now. Falcons, you know, I think they only had like three guys that were not there. Kyle Pitts was not there. Obviously, he's kind of recovering from injury. But as Arthur Smith said a couple of weeks ago, he fully expects Kyle Pitts to be back for game one of the regular season. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. But obviously, mandatory minis. And look, these are things that, you know, you got to be there for this. I mean, you can get fined for missing these, right? We talked about Danielle Hunter and guys like that. I mean, you know, they're getting fined right now. But obviously, everybody's pretty much there that's healthy. Everybody that's healthy and ready to go is there for the Atlanta Falcons, and they open things up here for the next couple of days, and, you know, we'll see what happens. And then you get into that dead period in the NFL where coaches really start to get nervous. That's when you get through this mandatory mini, and then you got that time off before you get into, obviously, training camp. There's that little dead period in there where coaches get nervous because, uh-oh, is somebody going to get in trouble? Somebody going to be that guy that gets in trouble for all of it? Somebody going to do something dumb or what have you? So we'll see what happens. But obviously, Falcons in their mandatory mini here for the next couple few days. Braves, again, rained out. Strider's going to pitch game one. No clear-cut idea of who's going to pitch game two. It was supposed to be A.J. Smith-Shawver's second start in this game, you know, or in the doubleheader. So we'll see what happens there. But obviously a doubleheader before they come back home to take on the Colorado Rockies. So anyway, all right, when we get back, it's going to be time for Rank'em. Chuck Reed hanging out in the Kia Studios with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reed Show, hanging out in the Key Studios on this, what is it, Tuesday evening with you. Whew, it's only Tuesday?
Man. Only Tuesday.
Oh my God. How many days we got of this?
Three more.
Okay. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. At JMCH316 at the D. Lewis 4-Wheel. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends that I gave. Would pick Hugh's brain, Randy's brain. Sometimes we'd give him a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal that segment, and we call it Rank'em.
All right, JC. Let's see. We were talking about expensive cities. Well, we were talking about Denver, and that it's expensive to live in now. Mm-hmm. So, out of these top four most expensive U.S. cities, rank them in order of where you would live first.
Okay.
All right. New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Honolulu.
I'd probably live in Honolulu, number one.
Okay.
L.A., number two.
Okay.
You said San Francisco and New York?
In New York, yeah.
Yeah, I'd throw both of those away. Yeah, I'd live in El Segundo, you know. I'd live in Rancho Cucamonga first.
I had a feeling you'd say Honolulu first.
I mean,
and
listen,
I'm right there with you, Honolulu.
San Francisco's a beautiful city,
right?
Okay, but it's got so many problems and so many issues.
Yeah,
like it's a disaster. It's a shame. It's a disaster of a city.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. It's one of the great cities in America, but it's a disaster of a city.
Okay,
it's been so badly mismanaged.
Right.
It's just a disaster.
Yeah, so. I'm with you on that. You were talking about you were watching the 30 for 30 with Bill Walton and decided to have you rank these centers.
Okay.
I think I know where you're going to go. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Walton, Bill Russell, Shaq. I threw Shaq in there.
NBA or college?
Ooh. Let's say NBA. Let's go okay. NBA. So I know that drops Walton.
I think Kareem's the best. I mean, yeah. I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is still underrated as a player. I think he's an underrated player. Let's see, Shaq, Walton, and who was the other one?
Bill Russell.
Russell number two. He's the okay. winningest player in basketball history. Shaq number three, and I know Walton was an NBA champion, but he just didn't have the kind of career that a lot of people thought mm-hmm. he would have. I mean, look, won an NBA title. Can't take that away from him. Was the sixth man of the year. Won NBA titles with Boston, you right. know, right? I mean, that team, yeah. that 86 team is as good as there is. In all of NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
When Walton is the sixth man of the year, they were as good as anybody in NBA history. I'm talking about the Bulls, Warriors, anybody you want to put up against them. That team was phenomenal.
Yeah.
They were a phenomenal basketball team.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
But he just did not have the kind of career that I think a lot of people thought he would have.
Yeah, I agree. All right, rank these as we've been talking about championships and we compared, you know, Denver to Atlanta and how Denver has more titles than us. And this is a combo. I've got college and pro. But rank these teams as far as needing to get a championship win. Georgia Tech football, Falcons, Hawks, Georgia basketball.
Oh, I mean Falcons all day long.
Okay.
Falcons need a Super Bowl. I mean, that's okay. the Arthur Blank dream. We've got to get a Super Bowl before I die. So that's number one. Okay. Georgia basketball would go four because nobody cares about Georgia basketball. So Tech football would be three, and Hawks basketball would be number two.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just looking here real quick.
Uh-huh.
85-86 Celtics. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were 67-15.
Wow.
Bird averaged 26 points, 26 points, 7 assists, 9.8 rebounds. So just about 10 rebounds.
Wow.
McHale, 21 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Dennis Johnson, 16 points, 6 assists. Bill Walton, mm-hmm. he came off the bench, 8 points and 5 rebounds. No, sorry, 8 points, 7 rebounds, and a couple of assists. I mean, that team was just so ridiculously good. Like, they were just phenomenal. With how talented they were. I mean, again, it's crazy to think about, but they were such a good team.
Yeah. So,
and he was the sixth man of the year for 85-86 was Bill Walton. And he only averaged 8 points, per game that year, but still he had such an impact on the game.
Yeah, he did.
He was terrific that year for him.
Yeah. Totally agree. All right, let's get a food one in real quick.
Uh-huh.
Philly cheesesteak, Arby's beef and cheddar, a Big Mac, or a double Whopper with cheese?
Double Whopper with cheese, number one.
Nice. Nice.
I'll do the cheesesteak two, mm-hmm. Big Mac three, and what was the other one?
Arby's beef and cheddar.
Yeah, I mean, I like an Arby's beef and cheddar, but that's going number four on that list. I like it, but I mean, it's just going number four.
Yeah, me and my dad used to swallow those things whole, man. All right, you want to hit that text line before I get you to Googling?
We don't have any texting, but here, we've got a couple on Twitter.
Okay.
From Alvy Cohen, our buddy. TLC shows, Dr. Pimple Popper, 19 Kids and Counting, 1,000-Pound Sisters, or Brothers Husbands. I do like that Dr. Pimple Popper show. Like, she gets into some weird stuff. And she's a good-looking woman, too, by the way. But I like that show. I don't know what 1,000-Pound Sisters is, but it sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
I guess they're over 500 pounds apiece. Brothers Husbands, that would be intriguing. And 19 Kids and Counting, I would have probably shot them all by now. Summertime Goals from our buddy Matt Ryan. Summertime Goals, rank these. Manage a tag team of Nikola and Novik at the SummerSlam. Pair of backstage Taylor Swift tickets. attend the Golden Knights victory party in Vegas tonight and a live broadcast from SEC Media Days. I would definitely take the backstage tickets to see Taylor Swift, and I'll take my daughter for all of that. Probably attend the Golden Knights victory party in Vegas. That would be cool. A good one.
We were actually there in Vegas in the, what round was it? I guess it was the second round, and forgot the hotel slash casino that my in-laws were staying in. But they had like a little private little, you know, because how, you know how all the casinos got like little venues with inside them and stuff, and so they had this little bar that they were like having a viewing of the playoff game. I think it had to be second round, maybe.
This year?
This year, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just when, because we went out there on the weekend. Like, we got up on a Saturday morning and flew out there. My wife had to go out there for work. And then I came right back like early Monday morning. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like a trip. But
well, I'll do the manage the tag team at SummerSlam, and then
that would be nice.
I've already broadcasted from the SEC Media Day, so that's
you do that in your sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's I've done that multiples of times. So, all right, what you got?
All right, you ready? Let's get to searching. All right, first up, S T R E L L A. I guess that's Strella.
Okay.
Cat, K-A-T, Uncut, U-N-C-U-T.
I tell you, these girls have...
they come up with some...
They definitely come up with some...
Their strategies.
Wow.
Yeah.
But this one's got the eye. Okay. All right, but we got a picture of her. Okay.
All right. Next up is Carmella, C-A-R-M-E-L-A. And I think this is Habibi, H-A-B-I-B-I.
H-A-B-I-B-I. Tavarat Habibi is what her name is. So, okay.
All right. And then next one
big girl.
Yeah, yeah. She's a thick one. I am Sarah Gold. So I-A-M.
I-A-M.
S-A-R-A.
S-A-R-A.
And then Gold.
I am Sarah Gold, huh? Let's see here. Oh, that's another one that's got the...
Only going to be able to see a picture.
Let's see here. Let's see if we can find a picture of her face. I can't seem to find a picture. Let's see here. Looks like she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. All
got
right,
her?
We got a picture of her. Yep.
All right, cool. And then badass underscore mommy underscore OG. So
Badass underscore.
Mommy.
Is it M-A-M-I?
M-O-M-M-Y.
Oh, M-O-M-M-Y, like real mommy.
Yeah, like a real mommy, yep. Yeah. And then underscore O-G.
Badass mommy O-G. She's on Twitter, too, by the way.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Nice.
Looks like she's a cosplayer, too. She's in that cosplaying thing. Okay, I'll take... I'll actually take this, what's her name? Strella
Cat Uncut.
Yeah. Take her number one. I'll do I Am Sarah Gold number two. Probably Badass Mommy number three.
Okay.
And
Carmella Hot.
Carmelo. probably number four.
Cool. All right. Here we go. Another set. The Real Honey. And honey is spelled H-U-N-Y-Y.
H-U-N-Y-Y. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Real Honey. And she's got like a jar of honey in her profile thing. Okay.
All right. And then Anna, A-N-A.
Okay.
Dot Pesek. P-E-S-S-A-C-K.
Okay. Let's see. Anna Pesek. Okay.
Redhead sweetheart underscore. Everything spelled
Red
regular.
Head sweetheart underscore. Oh, whoops. I couldn't even spell it the right. Oh, sorry. Ah, I can't spell. Redhead sweetheart.
Underscore. Don't forget that.
No, yeah, I forgot. I got that. Yep. Okay.
Got her. And then Real Carly Fox. Carly is spelled C-A-R-L-I. And Fox has two X's.
course it does. why would it have anything?
Anything else, right?
I'm surprised it doesn't have three X's, too. Half the pictures are blurred out, and half of them are actually available. So, yeah.
That tells you something.
Yeah. Let's see here. I'll go the real honey, number one. I'll go real, what's her name? Real Carly Fox, number two. Probably redhead.
Sweetheart.
Redhead sweetheart, number three. And Anna Paquin or whatever. number four. I'm not a redhead guy. I've never been much of a redhead
guy.
It's
hit or miss with me. Like, I've seen some that I've been like, oh, yeah, she's bad. But then.
There's always exceptions to the rule. Yeah. But by and large, I've never been a redhead kind of guy.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's Rank 'Em for a Tuesday night. We get back with the Love TKO. Wrap things up. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 99.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Key Studios on this, what is it, Tuesday evening with you. Whew, it's only Tuesday?
Man. Only Tuesday.
Oh my God. How many days we got of this?
Three more.
Whew. Okay. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. At JMCH316 at the D. Lewis 4-Wheel. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends that I gave. Would pick Hugh's brain, Randy's brain. Sometimes we'd give him a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal that segment, and we call it Rank 'Em.
All right, JC. Let's see. We were talking about expensive cities. Well, we were talking about Denver, and that it's expensive to live in now. Mm-hmm. So, out of these top four most expensive U.S. cities, rank them in order of where you would live first.
Okay.
All right. New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Honolulu.
I'd probably live in Honolulu, number one.
Okay.
L.A., number two.
Okay.
You said San Francisco and New York?
In New York, yeah.
Yeah, I'd throw both of those away. Yeah, I'd live in El Segundo, you know. I'd live in Rancho Cucamonga first.
I had a feeling you'd say Honolulu first.
Listen,
I'm right there with you, Honolulu.
San Francisco's a beautiful city,
right?
Okay, but it's got so many problems and so many issues.
Yeah,
like it's a disaster. It's a shame. It's a disaster of a city.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. It's one of the great cities in America, but it's a disaster of a city.
Okay.
It's been so badly mismanaged.
Right.
It's just a disaster.
Yeah, so. I'm with you on that. You were talking about you were watching the 30 for 30 with Bill Walton and decided to have you rank these centers.
Okay.
I think I know where you're going to go. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Walton, Bill Russell, Shaq. I threw Shaq in there.
NBA or college?
Ooh. Let's say NBA. Let's go NBA. So, I know that drops Walton.
I think Kareem's the best. I mean, I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is still underrated as a player. I think he's an underrated player. Let's see. Shaq, Walton, and who was the other one?
Bill Russell.
Russell number two. He's the winningest player in basketball history. Shaq number three, and I know Walton was an NBA champion, but he just didn't have the kind of career that a lot of people thought he would have. I mean, look, won an NBA title, can't take that away from him. Was the sixth man of the year, won NBA titles with Boston, you know, right? I mean, that team, that 86 team is as good as there is, in all of NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
When Walton is the sixth man of the year, they were as good as anybody in NBA history. I'm talking about the Bulls, Warriors, anybody you want to put up against them. That team was phenomenal.
Yeah.
They were a phenomenal basketball team.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
But he just did not have the kind of career that I think a lot of people thought he would have.
Yeah, I agree. All right, rank these as we've been talking about championships and we compared, Denver to Atlanta and how Denver has more titles than us. And this is a combo. I've got college and pro. But rank these teams as far as needing to get a championship win. Georgia Tech football, Falcons, Hawks, Georgia basketball.
Oh, I mean, Falcons all day long.
Okay.
Falcons need a Super Bowl. I mean, that's the Arthur Blank dream. We've got to get a Super Bowl before I die. So that's number one. Georgia basketball would go four because nobody cares about Georgia basketball. So Tech football would be three, and Hawks basketball would be number two.
Okay.
I'm just looking here real quick.
Uh-huh.
85-86 Celtics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They were 67-15.
Wow.
Bird averaged 26 points, 26 points, 7 assists, 9.8 rebounds, so just about 10 rebounds.
Wow.
McHale, 21 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Dennis Johnson, 16 points, 6 assists. Bill Walton, he came off the bench. 8 points and 5 rebounds. No, sorry, 8 points, 7 rebounds and a couple of assists. I mean, that team was just so ridiculously good. Like, they were just phenomenal with how talented they were. I mean, again, it's crazy to think about, but they were such a good team.
Yeah.
So, and he was the sixth man of the year for 85-86 was Bill Walton. And he only averaged 8 points, per game that year, but still he had such an impact on the game.
Yeah, he did.
He was terrific that year for him.
Yeah. Totally agree. All right, let's get a food one in real quick.
Uh-huh.
Philly cheesesteak, Arby's beef and cheddar, a Big Mac, or a double Whopper with cheese?
Double Whopper with cheese, number one.
Nice.
I'll do the cheesesteak two,
mm-hmm.
Big Mac three, and what was the other one?
Arby's beef and cheddar.
Yeah, I mean, I like an Arby's beef and cheddar, but that's going number four on that list. I like it, but I mean, it's just going number four.
Yeah, I used to, man. Me and my dad used to swallow those things whole, man. All right, you want to hit that text line before I get you to Googling?
We don't have any texts in, but here, we've got a couple on Twitter. From Alvy Cohen, our buddy. TLC shows, Dr. Pimple Popper, 19 Kids and Counting, 1,000-Pound Sisters, or Brothers Husbands. I do like that Dr. Pimple Popper show. Like, she gets into some weird stuff. And she's a good-looking woman, too, by the way. But I like that show. I don't know what 1,000-Pound Sisters is, but it sounds intriguing.
I
guess they're over 500 pounds apiece. Brothers Husbands, that would be intriguing. And 19 Kids and Counting, I would have probably shot them all by now. Summertime goals from our buddy Matt Ryan. Summertime goals, rank these. Manage a tag team of Nikola and Novik at the SummerSlam. Pair of backstage Taylor Swift tickets. Attend the Golden Knights victory party in Vegas tonight. And a live broadcast from SEC Media Days. I would definitely take the backstage tickets to see Taylor Swift. And I'll take my daughter for all of that. Probably attend the Golden Knights victory party in Vegas. That would be cool. A good one.
We were actually there in Vegas in the, what round was it? I guess it was the second round. And forgot the hotel / casino that my in-laws were staying in. But they had like a little private little, you know, because you know how all the casinos got like little venues with inside them and stuff. And so they had this little bar that they were like having a viewing of the playoff game. I think it had to be second round, maybe.
This year?
This year, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just when, because we went out there on the weekend. Like, we got up on a Saturday morning and flew out there. My wife had to go out there for work. And then I came right back like early Monday morning. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like a trip. But
well, I'll do the manage the tag team at SummerSlam, and then
that would be nice.
I've already broadcasted from the SEC Media Day, so that's
you do that in your sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean I've done that multiples of times. So, all right, what you got?
All right, you ready? Let's get to searching. All right, first up, S T R E L L A. I guess that's Strella.
Okay.
Cat, K-A-T, Uncut, U-N-C-U-T.
I tell you, these girls have...
they come up with some
they definitely come up with some...
Their strategies.
Wow. But this one's got the eye. Okay, all right, but we got a picture of her, okay?
All right, next up is Carmella, C-A-R-M-E-L-A. And I think this is Habibi, H-A-B-I-B-I.
H-A-B-I-B-I. Tavarat Habibi is what her name is. So, okay.
All right. And then next one
big
is...
Big girl.
Yeah, yeah. She's a thick one. I am Sarah Gold. So, I-A-M...
I-A-M-S-A-R-A.
And then Gold.
I am Sarah Gold, huh? Let's see here. That's another one that's got the...
Only going to be able to see a picture.
Let's see here. Let's see if we can find a picture of her face. I can't seem to find a picture. Let's see here. Looks like she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. All
got
right,
her?
We got a picture of her. Yep.
All right, cool. And then badass_mommy_OG. So
badass underscore
mommy.
Is it M-A-M-I?
M-O-M-M-Y.
Oh, M-O-M-M-Y, like real mommy.
Yeah, like a real mommy, yep. Yeah. And then _OG.
Badass mommy OG. She's on Twitter, too, by the way.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Nice.
Looks like she's a cosplayer, too. She's in that cosplaying thing. Okay, I'll take... I'll actually take this, what's her name? Strella
Cat Uncut.
Yeah. Take her number one. I'll do I Am Sarah Gold number two. Probably Badass Mommy number three.
Okay.
And
Carmella
Carmelo. probably number four.
Cool. All right, here we go. Another set. The Real Honey, and Honey is spelled H-U-N-Y-Y.
H-U-N-Y-Y. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Real Honey, and she's got like a jar of honey in her profile thing. Okay.
All right, and then Anna, A-N-A.
Okay.
Dot Pesek, P-E-S-S-A-C-K.
Okay. Let's see. Anna Pesek. Okay.
Redhead Sweetheart _. Everything spelled
Red
regular.
Head Sweetheart _. Oh, whoops. I couldn't even spell it the right. Oh, sorry. I can't spell. Redhead Sweetheart.
_. Don't forget that.
No, yeah, I got that. Yep. Okay.
Got her. And then Real Carly Fox. Carly is spelled C-A-R-L-I. And Fox has two X's.
course it does. Why would it have anything?
Anything else, right?
I'm surprised it doesn't have three X's, too. Half the pictures are blurred out, and half of them are actually available. So, yeah.
That tells you something.
Yeah. Let's see here. I'll go the real honey, number one. I'll go real, what's her name? Real Carly Fox, number two. Probably redhead
sweetheart.
Redhead sweetheart, number three. And Anna Paquin or whatever. number four. I'm not a redhead guy. I've never been much of a redhead.
It's hit or miss with me. Like, I've seen some that I've been like, oh, yeah, she's bad. But then.
I mean, there's always exceptions to the rule. Yeah. But by and large, I've never been a redhead kind of guy.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's Rankin for a Tuesday night. We get back with the Love TKO. Wrap things up. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.